So let's review. Our shir begins with the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, he emeres mukas eitzane, v'hoim reloi, ki ala drusis ishat. If a woman is found not to be a besula, and she claims she is a mukas eitz, she lost her besulum due to an injury, and he claims that maybe she is a ba'ula, perhaps she cohabited with another man. This disagreement will affect how much money she gets in her ksuba. She is entitled to a full ksuba of 200 zuz, as explained in the previous daf, because her claim has three advantages of bari, migoy, and chazaka. Rabbi Shua disagrees and says, she is not entitled to a ksuba of 200 zuz, because his advantage of muhzik overrides all her advantages, and hamoitzi mechaveiro olav haraya. The Gemara explains that there are two ways of understanding our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says, "B'masayim umana," the wife is claiming a full ksuba of 200 zuz, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, "Bein hikarba uvein lo hikarba masayim," a woman who is a mukas eitz always receives a ksuba of 200 zuz, and the husband is claiming a ksuba of 100 zuz, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, "Kenasa becheskes besula benimtzis beula yesh la ksuba mana." Rabbi Elazar says, "B'mana v'lo klum," the wife is claiming a ksuba of 100 zuz, because Rabbi Elazar holds, "Bein hikarba uvein lo hikarba mana," a woman who is a mukas eitz always receives a ksuba of 100 zuz. And the husband is claiming that he's not chayv to give any ksuba at all, because Rabbi Elazar holds, "Kanasa b'cheskes besula b'nimtzis b'ula v'loy klum." The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Ru'uah midaberes emechad. If a woman was seen speaking with a man, the Gemara explains the word midaberes. Ziri says midaberes means nistera, they saw her secluded with a man. Rav Asi says midaberes means nivala, they saw her cohabiting with a man. V'amalo mativa shalizeh, and they inquired about the status of the man. And she responded, ish plaini v'kainu, he is a person who is mutter. Rav Gamliel Rav Elazar Eimim Nemenes, she is believed because she has a chazaka being kasher l'kohuna, and we believe her whether it's a case of roiv kasherim etzla or roiv pesulim etzla. Rav Yishua Eimer loy mepi on the chayin, ila harizu b'cheskes b'ula l'nosnu l'mamzer achatav v'rel v'rel. She is not believed because since she acted inappropriately, she lost her chazaka. And we do not believe her whether it's a case of roiv pesulim etzla or roiv kasherim etzla. And we must be concerned that perhaps he was one of the psulim who was asked to marry her, and she becomes a zayna and psula lakuna, disqualified to marry a kain. The Mishnah presents a second case. If an unmarried woman was seen to be pregnant, and they inquired about the status of the father, and she responded, ish plei niba kainhu, he is a person who is mutter, because she has a chazaka. Rabbi Shua Omer loy mepi on the chayin, ela harizu b'cheskes mu'uberes l'nosnu l'mamzer, atcha tabi rai l'dvarel, because she lost her chazaka. And we must be concerned that perhaps he was a nosnu or a mamzer, who is asa to marry her, and she becomes psul l'kuhuna, and her child will be asa l'ave b'kal, disqualified to marry a Yisrael. The Gemara explains that in the case of Ru'uha mu'uberes, there is a machlekes. One opinion holds, l'divri hamachshir ba pais l'babita. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we only believe her regarding her own status, because she has a cheskes kashas. However, we certainly do not believe her regarding the status of her child, because the child does not have an established chazaka at all. Therefore, we suspect that perhaps the child is from a nosnu or mamzer, and also love a bekal. And one opinion holds, l'divrei machshir ba, machshir bebita. We believe the woman regarding herself and regarding her child. The Gemara also discusses the din in the case of yichud between a man and a woman. Malkun ala yichud, they receive malkus from the rabbanon for secluding themselves. However, ve'in oishin ha'yichud, the woman does not become ushered to her husband because we did not assume that an aveiru was done. The Gemara proceeds to teach a unique halacha regarding kahuna. Asar kahanim oimdim upirish echad mehem ubal. One of 10 kahanim cohabited with a woman, and we do not know which kain it was. The child born from that union is Havlad Shtuki Midin Kahuna. He does not have the privileges of Kahuna, as Rashi explains. Shlo Yavad Avoida Belo Yechol Truma. He may not perform the Avoida and he may not eat Truma. Because the Pasuk says, V'hoyso Loyu Lazar Acharav Bris Kuhunas Oilam. And we learn from here, Misha Zar Miyuchas Acharav, Yatzezeh She'ein Zar Miyuchas Acharav. Regarding Kohen, it's not enough to know that the father is a Kohen, rather we must know who exactly the father was.